AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Germany the use of its weapons by Ukraine to strike targets in Russia would mark a dangerous step and ruin relations between Berlin and Moscow. He said the deliveries of German tanks to Ukraine came as a shock to many in Russia. Meantime, sources say Ukraine has used U.S. weapons to strike inside Russia in recent days. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh was asked about that.
I can't confirm that right now. I'd have to refer you to the Ukrainians to speak to their operations and any weapons used in the Kharkiv region. I just don't have anything more for you on that.
President Biden recently allowed American arms to be used to strike inside Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. Republicans in the House are issuing criminal referrals against President Biden's brother James and his son Hunter, alleging false testimony to Congress as part of a year-long impeachment inquiry. Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell, and his former girlfriend, Zoe Kesten, have testified in Delaware in his federal gun trial. President Biden's son is accused of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on an application by saying he wasn't a drug user and illegally having a gun for 11 days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a windfall tax on profits of fossil fuel companies to help pay for the fight against global warming.
Climate change is the mother of all stealth taxes paid by everyday people and vulnerable countries and communities. Meanwhile, the godfathers of climate chaos, the fossil fuel industry, rake in record profits.
The Lebanese military says its soldiers shot and captured a gunman who attacked the U.S. embassy near Beirut after a shootout that injured an embassy security guard. This is AP News. eBay will no longer accept American Express,
citing unacceptably high fees and that customers have other payment options online. It's a notable blow to the group, whose customers are often the most attractive, spending the most money per month on their cards. But it's not the first time merchants have voiced opposition to Amex's business practices by walking away, most notably the warehouse chain Costco nearly a decade ago. Online merchants have become increasingly combative with payment processors in recent years over the fees they charge to accept payments. I'm Charles Dillatasma.
The CDC says cucumbers contaminated with salmonella bacteria may have sickened and hospitalized dozens of people in at least 25 states and D.C. They were distributed by Fresh Start Produce of Delray Beach, Florida, which issued a recall last week. At least 54 people have been hospitalized, no deaths reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.